The prophet Jeremiah was preparing the people of Judah and Jerusalem for the 70-year Babylonian captivity. God was about to inflict the punishment which those who had rejected him had earned. In his righteousness, grace, and mercy, God has given his people ample time to repent of their sins, to turn back to him, and to live. Even as the punishment due to them was coming, God sent Jeremiah to call them from worshiping idols, from turning their back on the one true God. Although Jerusalem was going to be destroyed, God promised that a remnant of the faithful would return. Through Jeremiah, God said, "Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, 'As the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt,' but, 'As the Lord lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them, then they shall dwell in their own land.'" God keeps his promises. Our Lord promised David that from his line would come a king who would reign forever, which is the promise of the Messiah. Therefore, a remnant of the children of Israel would return from captivity, which happened 70 years after the defeat of Jerusalem. Those who heeded Jeremiah's warning, those who did not reject the prophet's message, survived. Those who rejected God were destroyed. May our Lord open our hearts and minds to hear his holy word, to repent of our sin, and to trust in him alone. Amen.